Good Friday evening, friends. Welcome to the Adventurous Foodie Podcast. The Adventurous Foodie Podcast is all about food, fun, and adventure. You can also visit my website at theadventurousfoodie.com. Wow, I'm so excited to be back. It's been so long. I haven't recorded last Friday because I was on a fast. That's right, folks. I was on a fast. And I know I'm sounding slow this evening. If I am, please forgive me. So tonight, I want to talk about what's for dinner. Whether you're cooking or going out or just ordering through Uber Eats or DoorDash. What are you having for dinner tonight? And dinner can mean a lot of things. Like, let's see. It could be, you could be on your grill. Like, you would grill burgers, sausage, ribs. You could either do that on a Friday or a Saturday. That's something else. Let's see. Chandra, put some life in you, girl. Woo. I know I'm sounding kind of tired, but I need a little life in me. But even still, when I get on the Adventurous Foodie Podcast, I'm always in high spirits. Why? Because I know I have an audience that support me. I thank you, audience, for supporting the Adventurous Foodie. It's been so long since I've been on this podcast. But I just want everyone to know that I haven't stopped thinking about you. I had a scripture in mind. Let me find it. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11. Give me 1 second to find Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Okay, here I am. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Let me read that scripture again, because I want this to marinate in your spirits. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I love Jeremiah 29:11, because it reads in the Bible, God has plans for us. He wants us to win and not lose. And that's all I got to say about Jeremiah 29:11. I had another scripture in mind, but I've lost track somehow. Next Friday, I'll read that scripture to you. Whew, but I want to talk about my long away from home. And that was, I was doing the 10-day liquid fast, which was not easy. But I had to detox my spirit. I never realized that I had so much junk inside me until I realized it myself. I realized that I'm obsessed with a lot of stuff that's not necessary to the kingdom of God, and food happened to be one of them. So I had to ease off food just a bit. But today, this Friday, I'm back talking to you all. And let me tell you, I enjoy talking to y'all. So let's go back to dinner. What are we having for dinner, y'all? Tell me, what are we having for dinner? Grilled vegetables, maybe? Mac and cheese? Rice? Beans? comment below on the Adventurous Foodie Facebook page. Let me see it a better way. I'm going too fast. What do y'all have for dinner? Comment below on my Facebook page, the Adventurous Foodie Facebook page. Comment below to what y'all have for dinner. Did you go out to dinner? Did you cook dinner? Was dinner delivered to you? Next week, I'm going to ask what y'all have for dessert. What are your favorite desserts? But for now, I want to focus on dinner. Something just came to mind. Seafood. Like grilled salmon. Who doesn't like grilled salmon? Oh, I got another one. Tilapia fish. But I'm sticking with salmon. Salmon is the best, I tell you. And salmon goes really well with salad. It goes really well with brown rice or pasta, whatever, however you want to dress salmon. Sweet potatoes. Who doesn't love sweet potatoes? I know my mother makes sweet potatoes every year with marshmallows, and it's the bomb. So good. What's for dinner? Last time I asked what's for breakfast. Tonight I'm asking what's for dinner, seeing that it's nighttime. Help me think, y'all. Help me think. How about grilled fruit? That could be considered a dessert, right? Or you can have it beside dinner. Let's dive deep. Let's dive deep of dinner. Let's see. Spaghetti and meatballs. Sloppy Joe's. Come on, y'all. Help me out, audience. Help me out here. Did I say grilled vegetables? I think I mentioned grilled vegetables. Chicken wings. I love chicken wings. I can dip it in any sauce I want, like ranch. Dipping sauces are so good, especially when it's either honey mustard or ranch. Love those sauces. Or barbecue sauce. Let's not forget the dipping sauce called barbecue sauce. Help me dig deeper. Help me, please. What's for dinner? Have y'all ever grilled apples for dinner? You can grill apples and melt it on top of pork chops. I never realized that. Or chicken or fish. Oh, another thing. I just thought of something. Fajitas, steak fajitas, chicken fajitas. You can make tacos out of those. I'm just coming up with dinner ideas. But I do thank everyone. Those of you who's been listening to the Adventurous Foodie, thank you. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. And it is so good to be back. I feel so good talking to y'all all over again. And if you enjoyed the Adventurous Foodie podcast, just give me a 5-star review. That way I continue to do more podcasts like this. You can listen to me on Apple Podcast. You can listen to me on Radio Public. You can listen to me on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. and just search for the Adventurous Foodie Podcast. And I will see you all next week. I love you. Have a wonderful weekend.